This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi today. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to enhancing the ease of living for citizens by giving a significant boost to infrastructure development in the National Capital Region. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said these projects have been developed as part of the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital, aiming to significantly improve connectivity, reduce travel time, and ease traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. India's space hero, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's international airport early this morning. He was warmly received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Shubhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. Mr. Shukla piloted NASA's Axiom 4 mission, which launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on the 25th of June this year. A meeting of the BJP Parliamentary Board is expected to be held at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. All parliamentary board members of the party will attend the meeting. Party sources said discussions are likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential elections. On the 6th of this month, leaders of the ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, had unanimously passed a resolution authorizing Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda to finalize the NDA's candidate for the vice presidential election. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's electronics exports have seen a surge of over 47% in the first quarter of 2025-26 over the same quarter in 2024-25. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, "It is a sweet success story for Make in India, which has led to an exponential growth in the electronics production from $31 billion to $133 billion in a decade beginning 2014-15. He said the government has created several enablers for making India Atmanirbhar in manufacturing. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime and people-to-people exchanges. US President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine should make a deal to end the war with Russia because Russia is a very big power and Ukraine is not. In a post-summit interview, Mr. Trump urged Kiev to compromise and make a deal. He said that his role was not to negotiate on Ukraine's behalf, but to get the parties to the table. In a major shift of position, President Trump said that the best way to end the horrific war between Russia and Ukraine is to go directly to a peace agreement, which would end the war, because ceasefires often do not hold up.
Well, I think those are points that we negotiated, and those are points that we largely have agreed on, actually. I think we've agreed on a lot. But the meeting was a very warm meeting between two very important countries, and it's very good when they get along. I think pretty close to a deal. Now, look, Ukraine has to agree to it.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on a social media post said stopping the killing is a key element of stopping the war. Zelensky is scheduled to meet Trump in Washington tomorrow. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Nepal beginning today at the invitation of his Nepalese counterpart Amrit Bahadur Rai. The Ministry of External Affairs said India and Nepal share strong and friendly ties which have seen concrete progress in recent years in diverse areas of cooperation. And in badminton, Indian shuttler Tanya Hemant clinched the women's singles crown at the Saipan International 2025 in the Northern Mariana Islands yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.